Yeah.
I used to find that people used to leave the room and then talk, thinking that because they've left the room, I can't hear what's going on.
Yeah.
And that used to make me laugh. That was the only humour I had, was people would just think that they got up and got away from me and thought, you know, they can't. You obviously can't hear what we're saying.
Yes.
I get that, yeah. They think because you can't see, you can't hear as well.
You can hear them getting up and moving out of the room, but it just astounds me how stupid some people are.
Yeah.
You know, they automatically assume.
But it amuses me now because, just like you said, Ahmed, I've been told that I don't look blind. And because it's quite recent, I can follow voices and everything. So, I can look at somebody. I have a sort of body language by hearing. And it's, people would come and talk to me and they didn't know I was blind. And as soon as they knew I was blind, then they'd either walk away or didn't know what to say. It amuses me now. It used to upset me, but now it amuses me now. Yeah.
No, the best one I like is when I used to be in my wheelchair full time without a prosthetic, and you go shopping with the wife and you get to the counter and I can have the basket on my lap and I put it on the counter and the lady behind the counter look straight at my wife and says, "Is that everything for him?" That's absolutely. Yeah, right. I love that. I laugh at those people.
Exactly.
I really do notice the difference now. Now I'm walking in the supermarket. People do different to me.
They really
treat me different, and that makes me sad because I'm still the same person, and it's only not in a wheelchair anymore.
They've got to see the person and not the disability.
Yeah, I think that's very hard. Yes, it's very hard for someone to see the normal person. You know, the first thing they see is the disability, and that's what they focus on. They forget about everything else. It's the disability.
But then they need to take the time to talk with the person. But I think that's also the case with able-bodied people. You need to take the time to talk to the person, and then you can, you know, say what you think.